Let me welcome to our Crop Over Conversations. Let's say good morning to Kimberly Innes. How are you doing, Kimberly?
Hi, good morning. I'm okay. And what about you?
I'm all right. This is, I know people say all the time, but listen, this is my pleasure. It's my pleasure to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, I know for a lot of people, whenever I play your music or whenever you come up in conversation, the question is always, well, where's Kimberly? What is she doing? What has she been up to? So what has Kimberly been up to over the last few years?
Oh, I've been burying myself in work. I've been working hard in the hotel circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Different hotels from Sandy Lane, Bougainvillea, Sugar, you name it. I've been there and I've been just putting all of my energy into that.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I have a group called Virgo, so a girl group. So we've been just, you know, doing that for years now.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the group?
Virgo.
Yes. Now, mm-hmm. I actually recall seeing you, this had to be maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. You know, when I save up my money and I get to go do little staycations and I saw you, you know, it's always a pleasure to see you performing on stage. Now, it's good to know that you are still performing, but why did you choose to step away from the festival? Was that your choice to step away from the festival?
I don't even know why I did. I got caught up with the hotel circuit. That was the way that I was making my money.
Yeah.
And I think I just got caught up in it. And but no, with the COVID-19, I definitely am finding my way back there because I had a studio. I opened it only recently, full of cobwebs. I was like, why did I ever stop, you know? And I've been back in the studio for the past 2-3 weeks, and I've been creating music again. So it's like a blessing in disguise, you can say.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I hear you sat there, right? I just got goosebumps. Can we back in the studio? No, for me, your sound was very different. When you compare your sound, the way that your music sounded to anyone else at that time, it was very distinct. And for me, it seemed a little ahead of its time, perhaps. What do you think separated? What was it that really made your sound different from other people? Was it something you purposely set out to do?
Yes, I definitely would say that. I wanted to do music that moved me, something that made me feel something. And I was definitely influenced by like Mariah Carey and the Aretha Franklins. And I mean, like when I did Carnival Symphony with those high-pitched screams at the beginning, the Mariah, you know, no one was doing that. And I definitely had to fight for it sometimes. You know, I would say that it was definitely hard as a female producing and writing and doing my own thing. I would say that, you know, it was definitely a challenge. I wanted to redefine my work and try new things. I wanted to do music that was not going to just fit into a box in a category. So I just wanted to try something different. I shut some people over. I had to stand up for myself and say, this is what I wanted to sound like. So I would definitely say it was hard. It was definitely hard. But I'm getting back there.
You know, and what's amazing is that you say you had your studio, which is something even here in 2020, we have so many artists that don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently when we had some collaborations where artists had to send music into the producers to get the stuff done, it was a lot of cell phone work done because people didn't have the proper recording studios.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it important for you to have your studio and be so involved in putting your music together?
I had my studio now for years. And even during the lockdown, I even sold some equipment to people who, because the stores were locked down and they couldn't find places to get a microphone and a sound card. And they actually sold extra stuff that I had to people to get them started where they wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had my studio for years, as I said. And I did many, many songs in my studio. Most of the songs that you would hear on the radio, like Free, Carnival Symphony, Sweat, I actually did the music in my studio, and then I recorded the vocals with the actual, like, Darren Grant or Deep Pool, but the work was done at home in my studio.
Mm.
my mother started me in piano lessons when I was 8 years old, and it was just something that I knew I was born to do. So I definitely had to have my own studio, and I did most of the work there, and then I took it to other producers and recorded it, and it was definitely a good decision, I would say, to have my own studio.
Well, I think we all benefited from that good decision, so kudos to mom for getting the ball rolling. You know, you said you drifted into the hotel circuit. That's where you were making your money. Now, and that's great that you were so well received in the circuit. And a musician and artist needs to go where you're getting that money. You know, we hear too much about the starving artist. We want to make sure you get some food on the table. But why did you see a reason why, or do you understand why you weren't perhaps as successful as you could have been in the soca? I mean, you have amazing songs, you know, but you said you were making your money in the hotel industry.
Well, you know, the soca season is only for a few weeks. You have to live outside of that. And I do get to perform my songs because sometimes people would come from Canada and they were like, I want to hear Hits. I want to hear Sweat. I want to hear Carnival Symphony. And sometimes I was like a bit shy to perform my own music. But you have to spread your wings. And as I said, Popov is only a few weeks in a year. You have to think, you know, wider, what is going to sustain, what was going to help me, how am I going to maintain living, you know? So that's why I made a decision to also, because when I was singing soca, I was still in the hotels.
Yeah.
I was still in the hotels, and I would have to say, hey, at 10 o'clock when I'm done, I am gone, because I have to get to Bacchanal time to perform my song. So it was a decision I had to make. Balancing the two was hard. Yeah. I would definitely say vocally, like sometimes when I sang soca requires so much energy. And when you're on the stage and the band is behind you and everything is just loud, I tend to lose my voice quickly that way. In the hotel, I could sing Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey day after day, and I wouldn't lose my voice. So it was a decision I had to make, you know, which was more profitable for me. And I found that I chose the hotel.
All right, great. Now, well, that being said, no, because you said this time down has allowed you the opportunity to get back into the studio. How far into this, in terms of the soca now, do you see yourself getting back into it? As you said, because you're still, I'm assuming, once things get back to some sort of normal, you know, you will be in high demand again on the hotel circuit. So, you know, it'll probably be a situation where you're trying to straddle the two. But what I would say is this. Soca has spread its wings so much now that even though, yes, we have the Crop Over Festival, there are still carnivals and festivals every month of the year, major festivals, and then all the different opportunities. So, or how far into this year are you looking to go when you come back?
I don't see myself on any soca stage anytime soon. I would love to. I've been talking to Ingrid about doing a package where I create the music, I write the songs, I have people come and record it all in one package. But I don't see myself. I'm a grandmother now. You may not know that. Even when I perform my songs in this hotel, I'm not gyrating anymore. I'm not. I have just changed a bit.
So we're not going to see that Kimberly from 2007, 2000.
I don't think you will. No. My heart, believe it or not, my heart right now, I love to perform Rihanna's songs. Umbrella, me and my girls, we take our umbrellas and we twirl them and we have choreography for it. And that's how I dance now. Back then, you would have seen me on stage with a whole group of dancers behind me. And I got a lot of criticism for that, actually, because it was like, oh, that's all fanfare. Why does she have to have so many dancers behind her? But that's what I love to do, you know?
All right. Well, that being said, okay, we're not going to see you gyrating to the soca. All right, you know, I have memories and I have the music. That's fine. What about the other genres then that you perform? Because you mentioned that you perform, there's the pop, there's the R&B. So mm-hmm. what about bringing that, releasing your own music?
Yeah, because my album, you know, I didn't want to stick to one category on my album. And my album had ballad. It has some Zouk music.
Yes.
I am in the studio writing songs right now. I spoke to Trinity's mother, and she's very excited. I'm writing a gospel song for her. It's almost done.
A gospel song for Kareen or Trinity?
Trinity.
All right.
Yeah, so Kareen was pretty excited about it. So I'm not just writing soca music. I think that I was born to do this. I think everybody born with a different energy, and I think my energy was to write, mm-hmm. to perform, to sing. So I am definitely writing some gospel music, a little bit of reggae. I start a song every day. I don't finish it every day, but I move on to something else and then I go back. And so you would definitely be hearing different genres.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the shutdown has affected the entertainment industry in ways that we never really expected. How are you handling it? I know you said you're being busy doing other things, but how are you handling this?
Okay, let me say this. I love kids. And whenever you see me, you would see like a whole heap of children around me. I currently have my friends, two girls living with me. One has been here for like 2-3 years. Mm. And it is difficult having... Then I have my daughter, then I have my son, and then the husband was home. All those personalities in one room was difficult. Having to take them to classes, one at 9:30, one at 10 o'clock online. It was difficult, and I didn't have the space that I was used to. And you're hearing stories from friends where, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and it's hard. It was definitely hard, but I'm trying to keep my spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
Having kids is like a blessing, and it gives meaning to my life. So in a way, I feel like I am giving something back in having them here with me and helping them through this situation. But it definitely is hard for the musicians. I hear my friends on the, you know, I keep in contact with some musicians, and it definitely is hard. Mm-hmm. It was totally unexpected. No one planned for it. So it just hit them really, really hard. I myself am having a tough time being locked at home, not able to perform. It definitely gets to you.
Well, you know, hopefully, because I see we're heading in the right direction, so hopefully we can see you back on stage. I know you say you're writing, producing, you're going to do more of that there, so we definitely look forward to hearing more from you, Kimberly. Kimberly, it's been an absolute pleasure having this chance to chat with you.
Thank you so much.
See how quickly your time went? just gone. But thanks so much for spending some time with us. I know your fans appreciate it greatly.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day.
You too, bye.
Another conversation down. Kimberly Innes. Wow, that was one for the, let's put an asterisk next to that. Love that one.